Hey, you guys, happy Sunday. Holy shit, what the hell is that noise?
Commercial.
Why are you doing that? What's up? Yeah. How's everybody's weekend going? So, we're going to talk about, what are you doing over there?
I'm adjusting my video quality to save on data.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we got like a couple. Brittany says, long time lurker, first time poster. Hey there. What's going on? Gadgy 3. Hey everyone, been a while. Yes, indeed it has.
Yeah, so we did AVP a couple days ago. And I'd seen what Requiem. I wanted to do that one. So that's what's on the list for today. Alien vs. Predator Requiem. It's part two of the Alien vs. Predator little series.
Which this was the last one. It wasn't
really. This is the last one, yeah.
I mean, you know.
I don't think they had another one after this.
No, they planned to, but they didn't do another one. Even though, I mean, this made decent money. I think it cost $40 million to make, and it made $130 million.
Yeah.
Which is usually...
real low budget. $40 million, that's nothing.
Yeah.
By today's
standards. Yeah, for a movie of this kind, it is very low budget. So, you know.
I remember when it came out, man, this movie was getting a lot of hate.
It still does.
Yeah.
This seems pretty largely reviled.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like unfairly. It's not a fantastic movie, and I did have, like, a lot of issues with it. But if we're going to be... I mean, honestly, I liked it a little bit better than the first one.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Because it was, like, at least... the first one was kind of a little bit, like, boring in parts. And
kind of commercial.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like the characters weren't as interesting in the first one, whereas in this one, I liked it better because it was more, I guess, grounded in reality.
Yeah.
Like, it was like aliens and predators, and predalians, like, invade a regular town.
Yeah.
Like, a small town. And I kind of liked that angle. You know what's weird is that I could have sworn that I had not seen this movie. And then we started watching it, and we got to the part with, you know, the guy getting out of jail, and then the pizza guy getting his ass kicked at his girlfriend's house, or his crush's house, rather. And I'm sitting there going, I saw this fucking movie. How did I see this fucking movie? I didn't go to the theater and see it, and then I was, like, you know, casting back in my head, because this came back out in 2007, and I was like, oh, I bet what happened was that a long time ago, I used to work at the Daytona Beach News Journal, and I used to work the night shift, like, in the graphic design department. And I had a friend in the department named Al, and he would, like, rent every single movie ever that came out, and then he would make a copy of it. So he usually loaned me, so I got to see all kind of movies for free. And this must have been one of the ones that he loaned me, because I was like, yeah, I've seen this before. It's, like, really familiar. But I completely forgot that I saw it. So.
I think it's a good movie. It does have problems. And I'm going to agree with... most of the hate that it got is that certain action sequences are very dark.
Big time. I'll agree with that.
You can't see, and it's also the edit. The edit is very, very fast. Because it's so dark, you can't tell what happened. Like, what came from where and who got who. Like, there's one scene where he's kind of like the Predator game warden. He's down in the sewers fighting these aliens, the xenomorphs. And he sets up these traps that have laser beams. And the aliens are running at him. And I guess they can't see the laser beams. You know, their vision is a lot different than ours. And one alien runs right through him and is just cut to pieces. But the other ones see that and somehow get around it and come from behind. And they suggest what happens. But the edit is so fast and the shot is so dark, you can't see how those xenomorphs got around that trap, or that it's like a net of fucking projected laser beams. I think there was another tunnel or something that it went around them, but you really couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell you. I didn't see it either.
And then certain things happen, and it happens in darkness, and you can't really tell what it was they're trying to show you. Now, it was even worse on some of the old televisions that I first saw this on. But on this version, and this is the unrated version that we saw on an HD television, it's not 4K, but it's high definition. You can see a lot better, which tells me that in theater, you probably had a better view of what had happened.
I doubt it, though, because I do kind of feel like that was one of the main criticisms from critics that saw it in the theater, were like, you can't see what the fuck is going on. It's too dark. Yeah. So I don't even think it was... The scenes were just fucking dark, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell who... I was like, who just got killed? Who was that? What's going on?
In the old... Where am I? On old televisions, it would have been much worse, though.
Well, yeah, it would have just been... They might as well have just put scene missing in there. Like,
Now, what they tried to do with this is they tried to basically bring the dark... I liked the dark idea. What they were trying to do is they were trying to bring the darkness of, like, Alien 1 to you.
Yeah, I get that they were trying to
That's what they were trying to do. And then they were trying to have human military stuff inside fights with aliens and fucking predators. They were trying to bring kind of like Alien 2 or Aliens, that experience to it. And really, I think if you watched Aliens or Alien 2, the edits were also very fast. It was almost subliminal. And a lot of the stuff was dark. It's just that it was a lot... The edit was a lot better in Aliens or Alien 2. Yeah, the edit was fast, and it was kind of dark, but you could tell what was going on. If you were to take this movie, go in there and maybe add just a few more frames into each one of those little action scenes and lighten it digitally a little bit so you could see what had happened, this would be a totally different movie.
It probably would, because I do kind of feel like I don't really have an issue. I wanted to say, oh, thank you, Gadgie3. Got a super chat. Weekend is okay. Got the plague. Oh, shit. Gonna drink my way through it. Yeah, that's the best way to get through that stuff. But yeah, it's like, overall, I don't really think there was that much wrong with the story. Like I said, I was kind of interested. I thought the characters in this, and because it was set on Earth, and it was set... I mean, the first one was set on Earth, too, but the first one was set, like, in a more remote...
Yeah,
kind of location. Yeah, so it was more like you know, one level removed from like normal life. So I kind of liked, you know, the aliens and the predators like invading a regular town. I like that they made this one R-rated. The first one, the theatrical cut, was PG-13. Although we watched the unrated one, it really didn't seem to need it. But yeah, this one has a lot more gore. But again, you can't really see it because it's too dark. I will say that I did like the ballsiness of killing
the kid
first. Yeah, that was great. That was pretty awesome. Like, pretty early in the movie, I'm like, oh, they went there. Nice. Yep. All right.
They killed the kid, and the kid got pregnant by the damn alien, and it popped out of his chest and everything. And I was like,
alien doesn't care if it's a kid or
and
not.
He's like, dad. And he sees his dad with the damn face hugger, and he's like, that's right. Gotcha, bitch. This is aliens. This is aliens. We don't care that you're a kid. You're going to die. I like that part. It was great.
I did too, because I was just kind of, I didn't know if they would, but I was just kind of like, now they better not let the kid like skate his way out of this. And I was like, oh, they didn't. Yeah. All right. I see what you did there, movie. I like that.
Yeah.
And also, and this is kind of like a spoiler alert, but I feel like a lot of people have seen this. Honestly, this movie killed pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then at the end, it ended with a fucking nuclear bomb blast.
Yeah, nuke it for more, but it's the only way to be sure.
It was an outbreak of fucking toxic aliens, and the humans wiped them out. And then the corporations got a hold of them, Predator technology. I thought it was a good idea. Here's the premise. If you guys saw first AVP, the Predator at the end that makes it to the end got pregnant by the alien. And what pops out at the end of that movie is a fucking alien with the jaws like a predator. It's a Predalien. So a little scout ship comes in this one. It continues that story. A little scout ship comes out, goes back to the fucking planet Earth. It gets the Predator pilots get attacked by the damn Predator by the Predalien. One Predator gets killed. Another Predator shoots at the Predalien and blows the fucking hole out of the side of his own ship. And the ship crashes on Earth. Some hunters see it. It was a guy with this boy, little kid. He's probably about 10, 8 to 10. They see the ship crash. They go and find it. They find the aliens, and then they get impregnated. They get raped by the damn xenomorphs. Now there's an alien outbreak. The last, that last predator somehow, I think he was sent, tried to blow himself up, but he didn't have time. And I think a distress call got sent back to the damn predator planet.
Yeah, I think so.
And they had a dude on duty here who heard it, and he answers the call to try to see what the problem was. And he's basically, if you know anything about, you know, American, a lot of this is based on American hunting laws and hunting traditions that we have here. It's the game warden. Okay, the game warden goes down, the predator game warden. He goes down there to see what the problem was. He investigates, gets the DNA, and finds out there was not only was an alien outbreak, it's a predalien. And he's like, oh, shit. And he sees it through the helmet of the other predator, the predator that got killed, because it was recorded. Well, because it's an honor-based hunting society, does he call for help? Fuck no. Bitch's going to fucking solve this on his own. He's going to solve it on his own. Okay. He takes his mask off. He's all battle scarred. Half his face is gone already. So he's been through all kinds of shit. He doesn't have just one gun. He's got two. And then he's got a whole bunch of other stuff. Damn alien sawed-off shotgun. He's got all kinds of fucking spears, throwing stars, fucking mines that shoot lasers. So he's a bad boy. Okay. He's going to handle this outbreak on his own. All right. Which I like that part. Yeah, fuck calling for help. I'm going to take care of this. So he's and that's just where the fun begins. This predalien, it's half predator, half alien, has a strange abilities. It can impregnate pregnant women. Think of that.
Yeah, that was actually a cool scene too. I kind of liked that.
It had some eggs. They had some eggs in the ship, and they got onto some people, and what came out of them looked a little different than a normal predator, and I don't remember exactly. I have to go back and watch. They may have been created in a slightly different way, but the predalien ends up it travels going into a damn hospital. All right. Actually, it made a predator, I think, out of another. It made some aliens out of a woman in the diner, didn't it?
It just impregnated her, right?
I think it did.
Yeah, I didn't remember what busted out of her though. What was her name? Carrie or something like that. Yeah. She's like the waitress.
Right. I think he got it out of the way.
Now she was the wife or girlfriend of the first cop that got killed, right?
Yeah.
That cop that got killed out in the woods.
I can't keep
when they were looking for the hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, and he had that acid too, that bright blue acid like dissolved everything. That was super cool.
Yeah, because he's the game warden and he has investigative powers and I guess law enforcement powers. Because if you know American laws in most of the states, like especially the South, fucking game wardens have more power than a damn federal agent. They can come into your house without any warrants and look in your refrigerator and see if you've been poaching, to see what kind of meat you got in there if you're a suspected poacher. They usually don't do it. And if you were guilty of anything else, I don't think they could use it against you. But they have a power to go into your house and fucking see if you're a poacher, and they have a power to do their own investigations on you. So, and it's usually state powers. So anyway, this predator is kind of like that. He's got investigative technology, you know. Tracking people's scent based on their damn DNA profiles. He's got this stuff to hide evidence. It's this fucking blue fluid. And it's not acid. It's something better than that. He just could pour it on something and it would just start dissolving that shit. It would even go up and dissolve things. It's like it was some kind of a molecular disassembly fluid. And it would just vanish. Nothing would be left.
That sounds like an indie band, molecular disassembly fluid. Or like a new retro wave challenge.
Right.
Like a vaporwave band or something. Oh, we got another super chat from Gadget3 again. Thank you very much. Do me a favor and tell Donna she is beautiful.
You're beautiful, Donna.
You are beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Don't you ever forget it.
Take it off, Donna. I don't know who Donna is. Donna might be eight. I don't know.
Donna might be eight.
Yeah,
that would be fucked up. That's what I mean. Maybe you shouldn't say that shit.
I just talk shit. It's part of my job to talk shit. So anyway, so he's got the molecular disassembly fluid, and he does all kinds of shit, real cool shit with that. And he's making any signs of the damn xenomorphs or any alien creatures or anything. He's causing them to disappear, so the human authorities don't see him. Can't find him. There's no evidence for anything. Which, that's pretty slick. I forgot what I was going to... Oh, anyway, what I was talking about is what the predalien ends up doing in one scene is he goes to the hospital, and he's looking around, and he sees the maternity ward, and he's like, uh-huh, this is what I've been looking for. And he's grabbing pregnant women while they're getting ready to give birth, and something comes out of its mouth and encapsulates their mouth, and you can see it pumping eggs about the size of a damn... orange down into their throats and goes into their bellies and turn them into a damn breeding pod. And the other women are seeing the predator
going, shit!
Like that, they can't get up. They're kind of tied into the fucking fish. And he's like, I'm coming for you too. Well, anyway, he turns them all into damn breeding pods. And when they all fucking pop, 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 and they come out, they're like 7 or 8 of them per woman come out. So I really like that part of it, that this thing has the ability to just reproduce without any... It's like a Predalien queen. That'd be like a good...
Yeah.
But, you know, one host and you'll get 7 or 8 of them. And when they come out, they kind of look deformed. They don't really look normal. Their faces are kind of wrong. So it's not a normal xenomorph that comes out. Like a xenomorph clone. Kind of like something from The Brood.
Yeah.
Remember that yeah. The movie The Brood's like that. But then the army gets involved. Army gets its ass kicked, and there's some scenes that are kind of like out of Alien 2.
I mean, I kind of liked how the Predalians, everything is just kind of like they're all running amok, and then also aliens and predators, and it's just kind of like running all over this town, which is Gunnison, Colorado, by the way.
Yeah.
And so everybody's getting killed, as they would, and I like that they're like, well, now we're going to wait for the National Guard or the Army or whatever to show up, and it's like they show up, and literally like 2 minutes later, they all get fucking wiped out.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, well, shit, now what do we do?
Yeah. Now, what was cool about the Predator Game Warden is that he's trying to stop the outbreak, but he's also hunting at the same time.
Yeah. You might as well kill two birds with one stone, you know, while you're there.
Some sure. crazy motherfucker out there with his gun telling the women and the children, shut up. I saw one. Shut up. He's telling them to shut up. And the little girl's like, whoa, you know. And his head popped up like that. Boom, blew his head off in front of the little child and the woman. And she almost went to go grab for the gun. And she goes, nah, because the damn laser beams came. And she's like, maybe I shouldn't grab that. She just ran off, and he's like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck out of here. Fuck off of here. Get out of here. And, yeah. Like I said, had they just cleaned up a couple of those action scenes, made it just a shade or two lighter so you can see a little bit better, and added a couple of frames, and not a lot, just let it at the same, leave it at the same level like Predator 2, excuse me, Alien 2. Which some of that stuff was almost subliminal, but this is just too damn extreme. This movie, I think, would have been a totally different movie. Because yeah. It's a good story.
I mean, yeah, I do kind of feel like, you know, there were some criticisms of like, oh, the characters weren't interesting or blah, blah, blah. I didn't really find that. It does have a lot of characters because it's, you know, it's a small town and they're all kind of like interrelated. And so a lot of them don't get a lot of screen time. But I didn't really have a problem. None of the characters were annoying or anything like that. And I kind of like... You know, you got a flavor, like an idea of this kind of small town, and then like all these aliens invade. Yeah. And I kind of liked that too. I liked how sort of brutal it was, like I said, as far as killing kids. But essentially, they killed pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
Now, somebody said, didn't the crush get killed, like the girl? Yeah, she got killed.
At the swimming pool.
At the swimming pool, I think.
Yeah, that was around that area, maybe after. So, see, there's this good scene where the teenagers go back to the swimming pool, play some grab ass. And then the bullies show up to beat his ass for stealing the woman. And the alien, the xenomorphs get into the damn pool and eat a bunch of them. And eventually the predator game warden shows up, sees them down in the pool, and pours some of that damn blue fluid that rapidly evaporates and just demolecularizes the damn pool water and everything that's in it. That was cool as shit. I don't even think there was any steam, was there?
Oh no, there might have been.
There was
I can't
some steam,
even remember.
But
yeah,
everything else was gone. Wasn't a whole swimming pool. It wasn't a whole swimming pool worth of steam. A swimming pool where the steam would be a cloud.
Well, because when the cops came later,
yeah.
The swimming pool was empty.
Totally empty.
Yeah, I thought
there wasn't anybody in there.
Like
no
I said, it's kind of dark, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Everything's
I need some of that blue shit. I need some of that blue shit.
Don't we all? I mean,
imagine
yeah, I could
throw that on somebody's car while they're driving.
Too much traffic today.
Yeah.
Well, knowing my dumb ass, I'd probably just like spill it on myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, there's my feet gone.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. He's standing there and just pouring a little bit of it on the damn face hugger at his feet, and I'm like, he's not even worried about getting any of that on him.
Maybe it doesn't work on him.
I don't know.
Maybe it's some kind of like weird DNA kind of shit.
Yeah.
That are like, well, it's
maybe it's like nanites.
And it, yeah, maybe that's what it is.
And it knows, it's got a target list.
Because, I mean, there had to be at least one time when some, trainee predator was kind of, doing it. And it was like,
Imagine how dangerous it would be to make it. How dangerous it would be to make that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's cool shit, but yeah. I don't know if I'd want it or not. Well, honestly, and they kind of use a little bit of, because the xenomorphs have, acid blood, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like sometimes the movies remember that, and sometimes the movies forget that.
This one remembers it for the most part. It's just that what they forget is the strength of the acid. The acid sometimes is weaker than it is.
Than it was in the original movie. Because in the original movie, it went all the way through, all the fucking. And it was going to go down and make pierce the hull, what I mean? So. Yeah.
But not a perfect movie, but the things that are wrong with it are forgivable. By today's standards, this is a great movie. The standards used to be higher, I think, when this movie came out. But compared to a lot of the bullshit they make today, this is a fucking masterpiece.
You say that about everything.
Well, no, it depends on... I'm taking time into an account. So he's trying to undermine what I'm saying. This is better than The Predator. I like it better than The Predator.
Like I said, I think if some of the issues with this were fixed... I didn't have an issue with characters. I didn't have an issue with the story. It's actually a decent idea for a story. I just didn't like the editing, and I didn't like that it was so goddamn dark.
Yeah.
And so most of the time, it was just really confusing because I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Who was that? Who is fighting now? Is that the Pred alien? Who is this?
You could probably get away with the edit if you touched it up and made it a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
In those scenes.
That might have been... I think that was really the main problem. It was just really, really confusing. Now, the first movie... which was kind of dark too, but you could usually see, more of what was going on.
Yeah.
The first movie, I kind of had problems with the edit. Not so much that the edit was fast, which it was, but that the edits were too close up during the fight scenes.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really tell. I know why they do that, but so again, I couldn't really tell what was going on, particularly just in the fight scenes. This one kind of took that and took that problem and ramped it up and also turned all the lights off so I couldn't tell what was going on. Thank you, No Need for Me Too. Glad I'm free. Lots of problems solved. Oh, that's awesome. Pushing through the rest. Thanks for the distraction. Well, you're welcome. Tom, you beat me to it, said it's better than the last reboot attempt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't mind this movie at all. It does seem to get a lot of hate, but it's really not that bad. If it was lightened up, and honestly, I will say too, the guys that directed it, the brothers Strauss, Colin and Greg, this is the first movie they directed. They're actually special effects guys. They had a special effects company. So they had worked on I think they worked on the X-Files, and they worked on movies like Volcano and 300 and stuff like that. And they had wanted to make an Alien versus Predator movie, and I think that they had done an idea for it and it got rejected, but then this one came along. So they did actually, most of the effects in this are practical. They said they did use CGI for exterior spaceships, obviously. And then some of the stuff the little alien inside the alien mouth and some of their tails whipping around. They said we use CGI for that, but most of the big monsters and everything were puppets and stuff like that.
So it was solid, man. It looks solid.
Yeah, so they did actually use mostly practical effects. Not as much as the older ones, but they just minor CGI.
AVP-1, the visual tone is kind of like Predator 2, where it kind of had a little bit brighter colors, even though it is dark, but it had a little bit brighter tones. It's like black and blue. That's kind of the tone for AVP-1. When Predator 2 was kind of like red and black. That's kind of the feeling. I had lots of reds, lots of blacks. But just the way that it felt, AVP-1 kind of felt, edit-wise and just tonally, kind of like Predator 2. Requiem, or AVP-2, for me, tonally felt more like Alien 2. Alien 2 and Alien 1. That's what they're trying to go for tonally. And I'm saying, if it was just a little bit lighter, and I'm not even talking about, I'm talking about a total of fucking 3 seconds, no, probably 6 seconds of film in total of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's so fast, it probably only adds up to maybe 6-7 seconds.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's not long. If that 6 or 7 seconds, not many frames, if it was maybe 2 shades lighter, this movie would have been, I think, as good as Predator 2. Excuse me, as good as Alien 2. And that's saying a lot. It's real close to that. It's real close to it. It's just... Now, you know, the story is similar. I think the special effects were similar. The tone was kind of similar. It's just you couldn't see some of the action.
Yeah, and that kind of sucked because, I mean, I felt like
it was good action.
That there was cool shit going on, yeah, and there was some gore, but it seemed like it was all just mostly like a suggestion.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't really see it all that
clearly.
I don't
know if they were trying to hide effects that weren't that good quality.
I mean, like I said, this movie only cost $40 million. Yeah. They didn't give them a lot of money because I guess they were special effects guys, yeah, and this was their first directing job. So maybe, I think it's 20th Century Fox, so maybe they were just kind of like, well, we'll just give you $40 million. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
So it didn't strike me, like when I was watching the movie, it didn't strike me as, oh, this is a low budget movie.
No.
Like it doesn't look like a low budget movie.
No, it looks great.
But knowing that it only cost only $40 million, I wish somebody would give me only $40 million dollars. Right. But yeah.
That's nothing in that world.
Yeah, in that world, and particularly for this type of sci-fi movie, that's like nothing.
That's budget.
So the fact that they were able to do that, it's like really impressive. But like you said, it might have just been they were trying to make it dark. Maybe because they were trying to evoke the first Alien, but also maybe because, well, the darker we make it, like, you won't be able to see if some of the effects are not that good.
Right.
Although, as far as I know, like, their effects company, they're actually, like, pretty well regarded, like, prior to this. So it's not like they were known for doing shitty work or anything.
Well, I liked the dark idea.
Yeah.
It's just that it was executed a little bit too dark. It needed to be a shade or two, a little bit lighter, so you could make out what was on the frames. It's suggested you could kind of, but not really. It would probably take multiple viewings to understand everything that happens, and you might have to fucking watch it in slow motion, the action scenes.
I wonder if we could like take our TV and like bump up the brightness like quite a bit.
This could be fixed. This movie could easily be fixed.
Yeah,
easily, and it's only a few seconds, and it would be a totally different movie.
Yeah, I mean, for people that didn't like it because they thought the characters were boring or something like that, well, I can't help you with that. But honestly,
I don't think that the characters were boring.
I didn't think they were either. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I thought the characters in this were more interesting than the characters in the first one.
I think so, too. They're more realistic characters.
Yeah, because like I said, I guess I liked that better, than the characters in the other, which were all kind of like professionals. You know what I mean? I guess when I kind of like this one because it was just kind of like a teenager, an army mom and her daughter and just regular ass and like a waitress and like normal ass people.
Yeah.
So I liked that better. And then I liked too that, like I said, the movie had the balls to pretty much kill everybody off.
Yeah.
And that killed them off. Like the crush girl, like the girl the pizza guy had the crush on. What was her name? I can't remember.
I don't remember. I'd have to see it again.
Jesse, that was her name. And I mean, she got killed and it was kind of like that they didn't make a big deal out of it. It was just like, boop, she's dead. And the guy that liked her was just kind of like, what the? you know what I mean?
The civilian, every character in this movie is in a different movie, basically. The civilian characters are basically in the movie The Blob.
Yeah.
Very much that story. The military characters are very much in Alien 2. The Predator is in his own movie fighting the aliens. You know, so it's kind of like a bunch of movies mashed together, but it all works because each group of characters is in their own situation that's very different.
Yeah,
the humans would be in a very different
situation. Yeah, you really do get the sense that these are just humans that are having like a normal day, right, and then all of a sudden they're just like caught in the middle of something that really doesn't have anything to do with them.
Right, which is, that's The Blob.
Right.
Steve McQueen, now meteorite hits, he's trying to, hey man, we're under attack. No, they're not, you know. And then eventually the townspeople in the army and the fire department shows up to try to stop The Blob. It's a lot like The Blob, that part.
Yeah.
And then people try to get, listen, we got to get to the helicopter. Get to the chopper.
But I think that's why it's good that they weren't shy about killing off most of the people, most of the characters, because, Yeah, like the kids and stuff, because yeah. that's what would happen. Because, like I said, the aliens, the predators, the predalien, they're right. just, they're doing their shit. Yeah. They don't give a shit about the humans. Y'all are just in the way, you're obstacles. If you get killed, it doesn't matter. And so I like that bleakness, that sense of, you know, we're just getting stomped on. Yeah. We got involved in it, and it doesn't even have anything to do with us. We're just, like, caught in the crossfire.
And the hunter
like
and his son getting the facehuggers on him, that's just another version of the damn bum in the woods that got the blob on his hand. It's that same thing. Something fell from the sky and it got him.
Yeah, somebody was talking about the acid, like, making the dad's arm fall off, and I was like, I liked that. And that happens, like, pretty early in the movie, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
And then the kid
kid's seeing it.
Pow! And then the thing comes out of the kid's, and so I was like, all right!
Then he wakes up, hey, dad!
Yeah, I killed that kid. No. A lot of horror movies aren't ballsy enough to, like, kill the kid off. They always get rescued at the last minute or some lame shit like that.
I liked it better than AVP1.
I did as well. I did as well.
Like I said, AVP1, you could see it clearly. It was still a good movie.
Yeah, it was all right.
But the casting decisions of AVP1 are kind of very corporate and cartoonish and not real.
I found this one more engaging, the characters are more engaging. Because the first one was okay, but I kind of found myself, like, spacing out every now and then because I thought it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
And this one, even though I kind of feel like this one has less fight scenes or less action, particularly in the first act, because the first act is pretty much establishing all these characters, their interrelated relationships and stuff. But that didn't even, like, seem boring to me. I was just kind of like, all right, whatever. Like, they all seemed okay characters. And, you know, so then once the monster action starts, you know, then it starts getting really good. But, yeah, I didn't really get how hated this movie. It wasn't, like, universally hated, because even some critics at the time said, it was pretty good. You know,
it has mostly 5 stars now.
Yeah, I saw on Google reviews, I think it was 77% positive.
Okay.
So I think some
Amazon
people...
Amazon has it fucking almost 5 stars. Like, I think it's 4.8 stars.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it depends. Because then on the Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's 12%. But the first one is 12%, too. So
I don't believe Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that's what I mean, but I'm just saying that it's kind of all over the map. Yeah. I did see a lot of, you know, YouTubers, like horror YouTubers and stuff that reviewed it, and a lot of them really didn't like it. And I can kind of see that, but honestly, it's really not, it's not that bad. Yeah, I thought it was, like, pretty good. Like I said, if they just lightened it up and, you know, loosened up the edit a little bit in the fight scenes, I think it would have been, like, a perfectly acceptable movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was just...
I still think it's kind of a strong entry. It's one of the better Alien Predator one movies. It's not perfect. It's too dark. That's actually fixable.
Yeah, I mean, that's very easy to fix.
Right. But the ideas behind it and certain things that happen, real enjoyable. The idea of the damn game warden showing up. It's good lore. It's another movie you can watch. I probably would put it, in terms of enjoyability, as good, I think it's as good as Predators. The one on the alien planet with the hunting planet. About like that.
Yeah, that's what they were just talking about, that one, because For Me Too said I like the Adrian Brody one. Yeah, yeah. Predators. I liked that as well. That was actually really good.
Yeah, and I think as these things get older, people get more forgiving of them, too. You know, they...
Yeah, I mean, well, sometimes when you see it when it came out, it wasn't what you were expecting or something. Right. Like, there was some other thing. But then sometimes if, you know, 20 years later and then you watch it and you're just like, oh, okay, well, because you've forgotten what expectations you had and blah, blah, blah. So then, like, you watch it. Well, I think I was talking about the same thing because, you know, on one of my reviews that I did the other day of Jennifer's Body, which came out in 2009, and I feel like that got a lot of fucking hate when it first came out. And, like, I watched it and I'm just like, why the fuck did everybody hate this movie back then? This is, like, a pretty awesome fucking movie. I don't know if people just didn't get it back then, or I don't know, but you know, there's lots of things. Somebody said the Blob remake was good. Honestly, I've been wanting to do that 1988 Blob remake on the show forever. We need to really do that one of these days, because that movie kicks ass.
Con just suggests we haven't done Pandorum. That's a good movie. We need to do Pandorum.
Yeah. Let's do that Tuesday, because we didn't go out last night, but our friends Angel and Mike came over and hung out and had a couple drinks and some spaghetti and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Angel and she said, do you remember a movie? She said, when I was a little kid, you know, and you used to go, because she's the same age as me, and we used to go to the drive-in and they would do like a triple feature, or they would do like movies all night. So, you know, your parents would like bundle, it was like really cheap. So your parents would bundle, you'd get all your blankies and snacks and stuff. And then you'd go to the drive-in and you would watch like three movies. And they said usually they had like a family one, and then they had kind of like a, you know, a middle of the road kind of one. And then they'd usually have like a scary movie, like a horror movie, because they assumed that the kids would be asleep by then. So she said when she was, I don't remember how old she said she was, but she said she was pretty young. They went to the drive-in and she said, I saw this movie called Slither. This. And she's like, and that movie scared the absolute shit out of me. And I said, you know what? I said, I saw a poster for that the other day. Where the fuck did I see that? And so I went on Tubi and it's on there. Now, I don't think I've ever seen it, but she said, please do a review of that, because she's like, I haven't seen it since I was a kid and I remember it scaring the crap out of me and it gave me nightmares and stuff. And she's like, and I'd be really interested to see if it's as scary as I remember. So I wrote it down and I said, okay, well, we're totally going to do that because it's for free on Tubi. It might be on Amazon Prime too, I'm sure. But so I'm going to write down. So I wrote down Slithus and then I'm going to write down Pandorum. I actually would want to do Pandorum as well, because that was another one that's been on the list like for a long time, but we just haven't got around to it yet. That might be on, is that on Amazon Prime or it might be on Netflix or something?
Cons asked me if I ever played Alien Isolation. I got it. And I played it for like about a week or so. I probably got maybe like one third the way through it and then just got distracted. I got to go back and finish it. It's a lot of hiding and sneaking around, trying to get through that ship. It's pretty good. It's all right.
It looked cool, like, yeah, when I've seen you playing it a couple times.
Yeah, it's hard. Stealth game.
Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else we need to talk about?
I'm just going through the comments and catching up with what people are saying.
But yeah, so tomorrow we'll probably do Slithus. We can watch that tonight. Because I'm kind of curious, because she was like, please do that because I want to see. And then, yeah, I've been wanting to do Pandorum anyway, so maybe we can do that one on Tuesday. That'll work out.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, most people kind of agreeing that it's better than fucking The Last Predator.
Yeah, I didn't mind that movie, but there was a lot about it that I don't really remember. But, I mean, in that movie's defense, Okay, but this movie, even though I could have sworn that I hadn't seen it, but then when we started watching it, I had seen it. So the first time I saw it, which was probably in the late 2000s, I didn't remember anything about it. So it didn't make much of an impression. But like I said, I love Alien. The first Alien, I love Aliens, I love the first Predator, but I'm not usually, one, I don't usually like sequels, so I don't usually bother, because it's just not as cool once you've seen it, and I don't want to see more of that, so I don't usually bother with it, and I'm not usually real into, like, sci-fi, and I don't usually like crossover type movies, you know, like, yeah, Freddy versus Jason, I did see that, but
I liked these, though, they're all right.
Yeah, like, but yeah, they're yeah, totally like, they're totally acceptable.
Now,
movies.
We're talking about the newer one, The Predator. It had a lot of problems. One of the biggest problems was the fucking title. Fuck that title, The Predator. Kind of stupid.
Well, why
shit
do they
that?
Keep doing that? Because I kind of feel like it's so confusing, because they did it, yeah, recently too with the latest Scream,
yeah,
which is actually Scream Part 5 or 6. I can't remember. I think it's Part 6. But then they just called it Scream, like the first movie from 1996. Yeah. I'm like, why? And they did the same thing with, like,
The Thing.
Yeah, it's like, why? Just call it something else.
Yeah, fucking give it,
like, at least give it a subtitle or something. It's like, it's, you know, it's like, what? This is The Predator. This is Predators. This is Predator apostrophe S. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The Predator with a semicolon at the end.
The Predator sucked because of the title. Fucking wonky fucking edit. With a bunch of fucking comedy that shouldn't have really been in there. It had a good idea. The fucking nutcases from the VA, fucking great idea, all right?
I liked that part of it. I remember that one.
And some of the VA guys were fucking great, all right? The Tourette Syndrome guy was fucking annoying. What else was wrong with it? It just kind of was boring.
Yeah,
it was just kind of boring.
Yeah, I didn't really remember much about it, to be honest.
Yeah, the whole idea of, let's change the Predator up a bit. It's stealing DNA from people and breeding itself into a better form. Bad idea. Okay, then that means the Predator can be anything. So it's not the Predator anymore.
Yeah.
You can make it the thing now. Okay, he's the thing now.
Now he's the thing.
Now he can just change into whatever he wants.
That's the next movie, Predator Thing.
Predator the Thing.
Just
2025.
Predator Thing.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. It'd have been better to just fucking include some more stuff about the Predator home world and their laws and new characters, and maybe new characters that are the Predators. Don't demystify them so much. And in the end, the fucking flying suit to make you as good as a Predator? Dumb idea. That's fucking dumb.
I mean, at least this movie, AVP Requiem, at least this movie had the balls to be like, if Earth was invaded by Predators, aliens, Predaliens, humans would just be fucked. There wouldn't really be anything you could do.
Well, you know,
and I liked that bleakness to it because it was realistic. You would be hosed. There would be nothing you could do.
Well, okay, if technology was going to be the solution, it wouldn't be a flying armored suit. The last thing you'd want. What you'd want is you'd want a flying swarm of drones that are like the size of a damn fucking dragonfly, and they're explosive. Unstoppable.
Since you were talking about like a suit, I was just talking about, oh, Predator versus Iron Man. That's going to be
right. Yeah. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
Tony Stark versus the Predator.
A real human solution to something like the Predators or aliens would be tiny drone swarms. Totally realistic. And you could maybe write a story like that. We got all these little fucking drones. And they can kick ass. They can't run from them. Now, you know, they're going to try to find a way around that. EMPs to fucking destroy the fucking drones, which that's fair. But there are some human technologies that probably could.
That realistically would give you a chance.
Things that were sitting on the ground, drones that sit on the ground like little landmines. You don't see them. They're too small. And when you walk through the damn field, they jump up and explode. Aim for your face and blow up like a .22 caliber fucking bullet in your head, you know? Which they work on. They're working on shit. They have shit like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That would be a lot more workable than Tony Stark.
Yeah. I mean, I get that they're trying to do like the human angle thing, but... Yeah.
The secret wouldn't be human angles. The secret would be drones, robots.
You know, I know why they do that. It's like, you know, everybody likes to have relatable human characters because you're presumably a human going to see the movie. So, you know, they're trying to do that. But there comes a point when you can't really suspend your disbelief in that regard anymore. Right. So
technology won't go in that direction.
And I mean, you could still have a human interest. You could have the guy that invented that.
Yeah, the guys that are running the drones.
Right, that are kind of like, you know, deploying it. Yeah. Then, you could like have a human story there. Sure.
Because he's the weak link in the system.
Right. Jason versus the Predator.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, I'd probably watch that. I'd get drunk and watch it.
Yeah.
I mean... you know what? That might actually be like an interesting mashup because, I mean, when you just think about it for a second, you think, well, obviously the Predator would kick Jason's ass, but Jason is like a supernatural demon
being.
He'd
just keep coming back.
And he would just keep coming back. Like, you could fucking cut him into pieces and put him into wood chipper, and he just like reassembles like a T2, you know what I mean?
There's some shit that could be used that just hasn't been used. Like, they tried to revive the Shadow. Remember that? That was about 20-something years ago, maybe now.
That was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
That was the 90s, I think.
And that movie looked great, but it just had a shitty villain. Dumb. They could have actually done something along the lines of Batman with the Shadow, because that was a cool character. But you have to have a fucking badass villain for a movie to work.
I mean, pretty much any kind of movie, really, but specifically in horror and sci-fi and stuff like that, is really only as strong as your villain is.
Right.
You know,
I wouldn't mind if I had money and wanted to do something in the fucking superhero world. Bring back the Shadow, but you do it right.
I kind of feel like it's sort of like the time is ripe for that because I feel like when they did it, when was that? 97? I can't remember, but I kind of feel like when they did that, that was prior to. You know, there being this big thing in like superhero type movies or movies of that type, I kind of feel like if you made it nowadays, I think people would be a lot more receptive to it. I don't really know. There wasn't much of an audience for that type of movie back then.
And that's a great superpower. The ultimate superpower. Dude could cloud the human mind. He was a psychic. Could cloud minds. Get you to see things that weren't there. You couldn't see him. Or you thought you couldn't see him. But it was mind control. That's a good idea.
I mean, yeah, I would like to see, because shit, man, that goes back to like the fucking early radio serials, yeah. Does it not? Yeah, I think that's where that came from. Yeah,
I forgot. I don't remember. I don't think he could read minds, or he could hear your thoughts. I don't know.
Oh yeah, now
but
I can't remember.
He was rich.
Yeah,
he was kind of like Batman. He had 45s. Pretty good.
Fourth Throw Down said, there's a short animated film on YouTube called Batman vs. the Terminator. It sounds lame, but it's actually really good.
Is it?
Huh.
Well, Batman vs. Terminator?
Yeah.
It's a bootleg?
No, it's animated.
It's animated? Okay.
I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know if anybody, like, legitimately, legally made that, but... I mean, you can make fan shit like that all day long as long as you don't charge money for it.
Yeah.
You can put it up for free on YouTube if you want to.
Yeah, Con also brings up Spawn. About time to have Spawn come back, too. Because the Spawn movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
They didn't really... I think it came out a little too early. They never really worked with it. They should have done
I kind of... A lot of movies that came out... Because Kanabatsan has just brought up Darkman. And I was like, yeah, that's actually like a really good concept also that I think would probably work better and people would be more receptive to it nowadays than they were
you
back then.
You can reboot that and make that awesome now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that would be really good. Also, Dark City.
I never saw it.
Oh, I like that movie a lot. We should review that at some point. Probably like it.
In a way, Darkman was kind of like The Shadow.
Kind of. Yeah, which is probably why he thought of it.
But either one would work.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't got around to doing it, because like I said, I just kind of feel like it's more...
See, with The Shadow, I would go film noir.
That's what I was going to say. I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah. He was kind of like a detective, private detective, kind of like Batman, but he was a psychic. And you saw him in ways that he didn't appear, but he could make you think that he looked that way. It wouldn't work in today's environment because I don't think he could fool a video camera. You'd have to get away with it. It was only the human mind.
Yeah, I wonder. They'd have to like come up with some sort of workaround for that.
Right.
Or maybe that's like his weakness.
That's his weakness. Things like
that. Yeah, that might be good, actually.
Right.
So we're writing the whole movie in our head, like right now.
Right. That might be in public domain now. I don't know how old that property is.
Well, no, because, I mean, I'm assuming since they made a movie of it in the 90s, I'm assuming that somebody owns that property. Because things only go into the public domain, I think. You know, if, what is it? It's life of the author plus 100 years. And then... But if they have, like, a family that has still, like, maintained the rights or, you know, a company that's maintained the rights over time, then, you know, then you still need permission to use it.
There's, there's some Mexican ones that were never done right, man. Zorro was never done right. They could have done a really good Zorro during the...
What was the last Zorro they did had Antonio Banderas?
That was close.
It was all right.
It was close, but they could have done a really good Zorro during Mexican Revolution times. They had another Marvel villain who was a Mexican character. I believe he was Mexican, if I remember. His name was the Tarantula. He was fighting fucking Spider-Man a lot. He kind of had Spider-Man-type abilities. Remember, he had his damn shoes, big old spikes on the end of it. Remember that? Kind of looked like Daredevil. He had a black bandana tied around his head with fucking eye slits in it.
I think a red outfit
with a black tarantula on it. They could do something with that. He was a Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't used him in anything because they've
Mexican Spider-Man.
They've made like 40 million Spider-Man movies,
right?
Roughly. So, Danny Rowling Ghostface's Dark City easily overpowers all the Matrix films. I agree. I actually liked Dark City much better, even than the first Matrix, and it's. Honestly, it's kind of the same... Well, I don't know if I want to say it's the same concept. It's similar, but much weirder.
Yeah.
But it's also done like a noir.
Yeah.
Which was probably what I really liked about it. But, you should see it. You'd probably really like it. Yeah. I really like it.
Yeah, Con agrees, says Zorro could be badass.
Yeah.
And he remembers the tarantula. He said he forgot about him. Yeah. You could make a damn... Something kind of like the Punisher out of the tarantula. Like a... He was kind of like an anti-Spider-Man. That would have been good.
Well, as I said, they just keep making Spider-Man movies. I'm sure they'll get around to him.
Yeah, they forgot about Tarantula. Yeah.
I don't even remember. I remember like some of the artwork, like from some of the old Spider-Man comics.
He was red. His red outfit with a bunch of black on it. Black boots. It had he had a spike on the front of his boots. It was about 6 inches long on both of them. I think they might have been poisonous, if I remember correctly.
I mean, that would make sense because it was kind of like
he'd be
fangs.
Kicking and stuff, right?
Like
and
fangs,
then,
like a
and
spider
then
fangs.
He had like a mask tied around it, and it was tied in the back, almost kind of like a, not quite a Zorro mask, I guess, but like, I don't know, just almost like some a gypsy would wear or something. But you could change all that. You know, they changed looks all the time. You know what I mean? That was 70s Marvel, and nothing from the 70s survives on the big screen. They've changed everything. Just basic colors, that's it. But Iron Man kind of looked like that. But Iron Man looked like a lot of stuff over the years.
Yeah, because most of those characters have been around for such a long time that they had different artists working on them and shit like that too. So
it was basically nude forms just drawn in a way to make it look like it had tights on.
Yeah,
you know, and that does the old Superman was like that with Chris Reeves, basically that. But you just can't do that anymore. It doesn't look good. The costumes that they have now, the costume has to have some kind of substance to it.
Yeah,
you know.
It has to look cool.
It has to look a lot cooler than that.
You can't just look like you're walking around wearing your wife's pantyhose.
Yeah. And that only looked good in drawings. It doesn't look good in photographs or in film. Or anything. Chris Reeves was the only guy who really and he could pulled it off, and he only kind of pulled it off. It doesn't look that good.
Well, it is kind of like a silly outfit.
It's
when
silly
you gotta
outfit.
Think
about pajamas.
It's like it's comfortable. I can move around in it. What do you want from me?
Look like fucking pajamas.
Holy shit! All right.
Yeah, go ahead and shut it down.
All right. Yeah, we've been going on almost an hour.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they
so
got a 3-hour show.
Yeah. Well, you know that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have a good rest of your weekend, you guys. We'll be back again tomorrow afternoon talking about Slithis, probably, or Pandorum, whichever one we feel like watching tonight. But we'll do those two over the next couple days because I've been wanting to do Pandorum for a long time anyway. So, yeah, have a good rest of your Sunday. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for super chats. And we will see you guys again tomorrow afternoon. Bye.